Both Stacy and I have shared our own candid experiences with mental health and helping our families deal with their own. We both know firsthand that if you have ADHD, it can be overwhelming to find the right treatment. That's why we're glad to partner with Dunn. In just 1 minute, Dunn's online assessment can help kickstart your ADHD treatment journey. With experienced clinicians, worry-free refills, and online visits, you can start getting personalized care as soon as tomorrow. Take a free 1 minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, one-click refills, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Dunn for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.dunnfirst.com/podcast. Dunn, turn ADHD into your strength. Why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seen more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. That's why she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Beyond being good for them, both Stacy and my dog, Daisy and Ziggy, love Badland Ranch's Superfood Complete. Go to badlandfoods.com/DIJFY and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsfood.com/DIJFY today. Hey, this is Megan with another What We're Cooking and Eating Now bonus episode. In addition to our regular weekly episodes, twice a month, we give you a real-time rundown of what we're cooking for our families. Ideally, in each of these episodes, you'll walk all the way through one recipe and then list five others, so you get six easy weeknight dinner ideas that we've tested. You can use these ideas as inspiration or literally turn them into your meal plan for next week. We share all the links in our free community at didntijustfeedyou.com/community. All you need to do to enter is add your email, which we keep private, and look out for the post with all the What We're Cooking and Eating Now deets. This week, though, Stacy is still on vacation. I am taking the reins and doing something slightly different because my in real life BFF, Patty Catalano, who you've heard in our Costco for Families episode, who's also a food editor, we are doing our first ever combined family vacation. And I'm laughing because right before recording this, I was added to the text chain with Patty's whole family because they do this beach vacation every year. And I was like, Patty, let's record. Let's do like a little bit of meal planning coordination together. And she's like, boom, here's the text thread. And here's the any list. And here's what we will be cooking and eating now while we're at the beach this week. Or it's next week for us while we're recording. But when you guys hear it, we will be at the beach. So Patty, give us the rundown of this vacation, how many people in your family are in it, and sort of like how you guys tackle meal planning for a family vacation.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for having me back.
Of course.
So this is a beach trip that my parents have been taking since the 70s. We're on an island on the coast of North Carolina. And so we are split between three houses. I have four sisters. There are going to be probably 6 to 8 kids.
6 to 8. There's a rat. There's the
6 to 8.
A fluctuating number of children.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know who my nieces and nephews are bringing friends. Yeah. I heard whispers of that this morning as the text thread was going through. So, but basically it's super casual. It's go out on the beach for hours and hours, make BLTs for lunch, come in, like do some arts and crafts. We usually have a large deck on the houses. So we bring like long folding tables and set up big family dinners out there. So basically the name of the game is like, how can we feed a lot of mouths?
Yes, as many people as possible.
As many fluctuating people as numbers. Possible. Fluctuating numbers, exactly. That still tastes delicious, but also because we're all, you know, like on vacation, we don't want to stick anybody in the kitchen for 2 hours and missing out on beach time or missing out on hanging out with family or reading books or whatever. So it's really has been just like easy, you know, like well-liked brainless crowd pleasers, as Kendra Adachi, Lazy Genius, says.
Yes.
So, yes, we have a couple of years ago, I think it was 2020, when we all were trying to really limit our exposure to the outside world and everything. We started doing actually meal planning for the vacation, because usually in the past it had just been, oh, it's 3 o'clock and we're sitting out on the beach and people are like, oh, what are we eating for dinner? What do we need to pull out of the freezer? And that just like felt, it like gave me too much anxiety.
I was going to say, like, it's not a Patty Catalano way to run meals.
And so I use AnyList for grocery shopping and meal planning and everything. It's a awesome app. You can share the lists between people if you get like the paid version of it. So basically in our text thread, we're just talking about what has worked in the past and different things that we want to try now. So since we're on the coast of North Carolina, fresh shrimp is like a big go-to. They also have fresh mahi-mahi, and then you can get all sorts of other fresh seafood. But those are my two favorites to have. So yeah, so that's like the lay of the land.
The lay of the land. Okay. Yes. Another question, which is also, again, this is like, I'm trying to get looped in so I can be prepped. Is there a grill at the rental house, or are there is there grilling available?
Not usually. I think can be really frustrating because like, that's what I want to eat is like grilled seafood. I think because there are rental houses, and because like the breeze and the wind and everything,
it's a liability. It can
be a fire hazard. So there are some houses that do offer grills. I'm not sure if any of the ones that we have now are.
Yeah. But you guys, you have a tradition within your family, like with your husband and kids, where you make paella at the beach. Like in past years, you've done paella cook-offs even.
Yeah.
And I think of paella, again, like having lived in Boise, where there's like a big Basque culture and they do paella like regularly in the Basque area of Boise, mm-hmm. as like an outdoor cooking thing, like on a propane burner. Do you guys just bring one, or do you cook paella inside?
There was one year that we had a grill. And so I was like down in the like carport area grilling. while everybody else was like drinking cocktails and like hanging out up in the kitchen.
This is why you got the any list going. You're like, fuck this.
Yes. I was like, if we're going to be separated cooking, I need to have a cocktail. No, but, and so we've sort of adapted that to figuring out how to do it on the stovetop and in the oven. So it's not nearly as good, but it feeds a lot of people because there's plenty of rice in there, and then you can cook off extra chicken thighs, roast them in the oven as well. So
yeah. And you probably have a favorite paella recipe that we can link to too, right?
Yeah. This person that used to work with, Megan Splund.
Are you using Alton's?
Yes.
Are you using Alton's?
Yes.
Paella recipe. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I don't remember that recipe at all. So it'll be like a fun treat.
You developed
cook it again. I know. It comes. This is the thing. Stacey and I have definitely talked about this in previous episodes, where like you work on so many projects and such a volume of food. Like I forget stuff. People will text message me and be like, oh, this recipe came up on Google. How cool is that? I'm like,
what?
I wrote that? When did I write that?
Yeah. Yeah. No idea. No idea.
Which is probably bad. That's probably bad. Like I should
it just
have
means that you've been doing it for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. So far on our list, we have BLTs,
BLT.
Paella.
Paella.
You said shrimp, which I feel like Emmett, my youngest, who's like a seafood lover, is most excited to do like shrimp of any form. So like, what do you guys typically do?
So my dad loves just like boiled or steamed shrimp cocktail. Like it's his favorite thing in the whole wide world. So okay. Most of the time it will just be that. When Debbie and Jason, my sister and her husband, he is from New Orleans. So whenever they come, they usually either make like Cajun fried shrimp or just like they spice it up a little bit more and do like a sauteed version or a deep fried version.
Do you guys ever do like a shrimp boil?
There's actually there's a place on the island that does like these, like you order everything that you want in the steamer bucket. They give you like a stainless steamer bucket with like the potatoes and the onions and the seasoning and the whatever seafood. And then they give it to you raw with instructions on how to cook it. And so you just like put it on your stovetop and you cook it at home.
Oh my
and
God.
So it's really
fun. I
want
that all the time.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really great. The only caveat that we have found, like last year we should have split it into two separate buckets because I think if it's too full, then like the potatoes get funny or whatever.
Yeah.
But yes, that's one of our go-to eating out, but at home.
Yeah. I love that though. I think that's like a really great, especially like towards the end of vacation or maybe even the first bit of vacation where you're just like tired and like trying to go out to eat and like manage kids being on their best behavior in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Is like unrealistic.
It's a lot easier to do at home. Yeah. So when we're doing like shrimp night, we'll do the shrimp cocktail with, you know, like the class, like corn and tomatoes from the little fish shack that we pick up the shrimp from. And then there's a restaurant on the island that makes really great sweet hush puppy, cornbread hush puppies. So we'll pick that up. So we get those without having to, you know, like corral all of the 6 to 8 children in a...
Yes. In a restaurant. One table in
a
restaurant.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier to maintain the chaos at our own place than it is out.
Here's my next question. I feel like we're ticking off a lot of great like vacation eat options, like especially for being where we are. But what are some of the like brainless crowd pleasers that you make? And also I'm asking these questions because I'm like, do I need to bring like a slow cooker? Like, are we going to do tacos or anything like that one night to feed everybody?
Usually they have slow cookers at the house.
I feel impressed with your house selection.
Yes. Then. Well, all the houses that we're renting this year are like first timers for us all. But in the past, the houses have had. So we'll often do just like a pork butt. I have a recipe on Kitchen for like the easiest slow cooker pulled pork. Something
yes,
like that.
I think that's exactly what it's called.
Yeah. And so you can either turn it into tacos or turn it into like barbecue sandwiches or put the meat on salads and stuff. So I think that's always a really great one because then you can, I like to season it the night before so that the, you know, like brown sugar and salt and everything really penetrates the meat really well. And then just when you're cleaning up from breakfast in the morning, sticking it in the slow cooker and it'll be ready by the time everybody eats.
That's amazing. So yeah. maybe should I bring a slow cooker or you feel like we'll have one? You'll be there before us, so you'll know.
Yeah. I can let you know. Yes. I'll let you know.
This is like the real, as I am prone to saying, brass tacks of this conversation me trying to figure out like what I need to pack. You mentioned breakfast and it also led me to like, I want to tell like a little funny story. Which is that Patty invited me to a cat. This is like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
longer
you were
than
pregnant
that,
with Ella.
I was pregnant with Ella. And Patty invited me to like weekend cabin with her husband and her sister-in-law and her husband and another set of friends. Was Eric there? Eric Bauman came with us?
Probably.
Yeah. I feel like there was one other set of friends. And we like had steaks one night. And then the morning when everyone was like slow to wake up, but I was very awake because I was pregnant and uncomfortable. I got up early and made breakfast sandwiches. Were they biscuit breakfast sandwiches? I feel like probably yes.
Yes.
And Patty's husband, like it was like eggs, the leftover steak. Maybe there was also bacon. I don't really remember. But Patty's husband has never stopped talking about this one breakfast sandwich. Like,
it's like, will be on your tombstone. Like, it is. It is. Is that morbid to say? It's like his favorite memory, food memory, I think, of his life, probably.
Really? That's like so, I mean, that's a lot. That's a, I don't, it's
no
like
pressure.
Nice.
No pressure.
It's nice, but also like.
Well, he'll also just like talk about like, not only was how delicious it was, but like how you were just like standing at the stove and just like in a random, like cruddy, probably cast iron pan, just like flipping eggs and they were perfect and like sizzling up the leftover steak and it was like perfectly crispy and salty and juicy still. And then you just like ever so perfectly like made these angelic breakfast sandwiches. And he just like has you on a pedestal ever since then. So
I choked last time I stayed with you. Well, we all stayed with you while the kids did a climbing camp at the beginning of summer. And there was one morning where Vince was like, you could make us biscuit sandwiches. And I was like, ooh, I don't think I have time. But so I feel like I need to put like biscuit stuff.
Yes. Yes.
On the list.
Yes.
And make sure that I have, I say make sure that I have biscuit cutters. But honestly, like most of the time when we're in vacation rental, I'll just do square biscuits where like instead of using a biscuit cutter, just you cut them with a sharp chef's knife.
Doesn't that like keep you from having the like scrap edge scraps and stuff anyway?
It does. I kind of don't love a square biscuit as much. Well, then, I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, then bring a biscuit cutter.
I also love this. Like it doesn't. The difference of like a crispier edge versus a softer edge. And I sometimes like the re-rolled biscuit scraps as biscuits. I think they can be taller and fluffier.
I'm bringing so much ridiculous stuff. I'm sure a biscuit cutter can make it into your car.
I'll be responsible for my own biscuit cutter. This is why I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay. Real quick before we go, because we've got quite a few recipe ideas to link to, whether people are doing vacations and like want to bring the slow cooker and make the pork shoulder, or they want to feel like they're on vacation at home and do like Cajun fried shrimp and hush puppies. I do want to know, like, it's probably in an any list that you've already shared with me via text. What are the things that you pack for Topsoil? Like, kitchen equipment wise, like can't leave a home without.
I bring some sharp knives because the knives there are always terrible. I bring a meat thermometer. I bring a citrus juicer. I always bring some like lunch boxes.
Okay. Surprise.
For bringing lunch down on the beach, at least for the kids, even if I don't eat the stuff. So, because there's nothing worse than like a smashed peanut butter and jelly with sand in it. I bring a paella pan.
Okay.
And then I always like to bring just like my own kitchen towels, stuff like that, just because I have to.
Because we trash them.
And yeah. And you never know what the state of the kitchen towels are going to be there. So those are the main things. As long as you have. There's a lot more shopping options now there than there used to be. There was one summer that we were trying to make margaritas and we could not find a citrus juicer anywhere.
At all. Like, yeah.
The dollar store didn't have it. The grocery store didn't have it. Walmart didn't have it. I was like, what is the problem here?
This is so helpful, like especially the list, because do you follow Dan Pelosi on Instagram? I just like love and adore him. His handle's Grossy Pelosi.
I do. And have you seen his Fluffernutter?
No.
Cake?
Oh, God. Do I need to go? Okay.
It's like emergency. This is, well, we're going to make it at the beach.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
I do have fluff, though. Yes. So, like, I might.
Yeah. I'll wait. You're like New England adjacent. Fluffernutters are like a New England staple. And so that is one like beach thing that we always
do. Well, he has like a list of his like vacation stuff that he packs. Ooh. And it's much more like he brings quality sheet pans, measuring cups and measuring spoons, and like a few other favorite pots and pans, baking dishes. Cause like he makes like a cookie bar every time he goes on vacation.
Oh yeah.
So he likes to have like his 13x9. Yeah. I mean, I understand that part of it is also that he's like a food content creator. And so like having his favorite things and beautiful things to capture content is really smart. Mm-hmm. But that those kind of lists can be overwhelming where you're like, listen, Dan, I have to pack also two children and my husband and prep the house for, yes, a boogie boards, sand toys, Tommy Bahama beach chairs. Like, I don't have time to pack two dozen things. So your list of like five, six things is so perfect. I am so excited.
It's going to be so fun
to be on the, I will try my best to like share a bunch on our Feed Me Fam, our private Instagram, as well as my Instagram, but we will share all the links to recipes that we've talked about in our Didn't I Just Feed You community. So that's going to take us out where I'm going to say thank you to the generous support of our community that makes these bonus episodes possible. You can find out more about becoming a supporting member at didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community. And if it's not the right time for you to support Didn't I Just Feed You financially, don't forget that you can get all the links to this week's What We're Cooking and Eating Now by joining the free section of our community. A huge thank you to our editor, Samantha Gatzik. Thanks for listening. Stay sane and well-fed until next time.